calling all songwriters. If you have a song you want to share to the world, send your MP3 and a short bio of your project to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. And we will play and promote your music for free. Send your songs to Dougie Crockett to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. So if you are a recording artist, a publisher, a record label, or a song plugger looking for something different and original, then you are in the right place. Catch our show on 17 different podcast websites, such as iTunes and TuneIn, as well as here at bbsradio.com/RioBravoMusicLive. If you are looking for more exposure for your songs, great original content, talented new artists, or the next big song, find it all here at Rio Bravo Music Live. It's live at 5, California time. It's Rio Bravo Music Live with your host, ex-oilfield worker turned chemical drilling engineer, songwriter and composer, Dougie the Drill Crockett.
Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along, and maybe someone will hear how good a song you have wrote, and Crockett played it here.
Mr. Long Neck Bottle, would you pull up my throttle? You're always coming from behind, coming right up your alley tonight. Maybe it's time for a new ride, maybe it's time to walk the line. No more headaches tomorrow, Mr. Long Neck Bottle. Mr. Long Neck Bottle, you're so smooth when I swallow. Made my mind growling hollow, Mr. Long Neck Bottle. Mr. Long Neck Bottle, would you pull up my throttle? You're always coming from behind, coming right up your alley tonight. Mr. Long Neck Bottle. Hey, yeah.
This scenario represents the frustrations that are happening in the music business with unknown songwriters, in-house publishing songwriters, big record companies, and the record executives who are forced to play by big business rules. This music info commercial may very well solve the problem and communicate to the big music industry a non-hassle and carefree way of listening and searching for unknown songwriters and their original music.
Two record executives sit down in their office to have a conversation. As they talk, they start listening to the radio.
Man, I'm tired of hearing the same old songs. I want to hear something different, something new. I'm tired of roaming bars and showcases searching for a few good songs, because they're all the same thing.
Yeah, I was the same, buddy.
I wish I could turn on the radio and hear nothing but unknown songwriters that are promoting their music and not the same old in-house publishing, because they just won't let unknown songwriters in the door.
Yeah, in fact, they have the door locked.
Yeah.
Buddy, There is a radio live music station that plays only original music compositions, from unknown songwriters promoting their songs to artists, publishers, record executives, song pluggers, music productions, anything you can think of.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's hosted by song promoter and songwriter Dougie Crockett.
Dougie Crockett?
Yes. Crockett, the legendary Texas song promoter and a friend to the songwriter. He always asks a different songwriter every week, either a live interview or discusses their bio and plays their music and all types of genres. All we gotta do is go to bbsradio.com/Rio Bravo Music Live. They have a show every Thursday and Saturday. Or we can listen to any past show on more than 17 podcast websites.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's tune in.
Yeah, let's go.
Just go to bbsradio.com/Rio Bravo Music Live. And for all songwriters, just send your MP3 and bio to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. And legendary song promoter Dougie Crockett will play live at California and Texas. If you're a publisher or a movie producer, just listen to the live shows on 17 different podcast websites, as well as podcast on bbsradio.com/Rio Bravo Music Live. No other live radio show like this exists on Earth. There is only one in existence, and it's the Rio Bravo Music Live Radio Show.
Whiskey tall. Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to the show. I'm Dougie Crockett, your host on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And them last two compositions that we played, the first one we played was Mr. Longneck Bottle, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier and sang by Mr. Mike Lusk out of Nashville, Tennessee. And the second one that we played was Whiskey Tall Falls, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier and sang by Mr. Mike Lusk out of Nashville, Tennessee. And right after this commercial, we're going to get into the spotlight of the show. Thank you for listening, my friends.
BBS Radio. Play your favorite talk shows. Playing indies all day long. On BBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Dougie Crockett. And I'm telling you now, got my own little talk show somehow.
On BBS Radio, Rio Bravo Music Live Show. On BBS Radio, Rio Bravo Music Live Show.
Time for the spotlight.
The spotlight.
A countdown of the top songs of the week. A place where your host, Dougie Crockett, analyzes, discusses, and plays the newest songs submitted by songwriters
all over the world.
Hey! Songs are judged by the categories of
arrangement,
melody, lyrics, and voice. We give you artist biographies and background and provide your daily dose of great new music. So get ready to experience the spotlight with your host, Dougie Crockett, here at the Rio Bravo Music Live Show.
And welcome back, my friends, to the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And this is the segment of the show that we call the Spotlight. And it's where we promote indie singer-songwriters and original and unknown songwriters. And if you're a singer, songwriter, or just a writer, or unknown songwriter or known songwriter or whatever, and you want your music and your bio played and promoted on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show Spotlight, then just send your bio and your MP3 or your music to Rio Bravo Music Live at yahoo.com. Thank you, my friends. Now it's time to promote our first indie singer-songwriter. It's Blue Eyed Soul, DK. Life is a Symphony. Blue Eyed Soul is a new Danish artist doing a crossover of modern soul, pop, rap, funk, and Motown. American gingers with European sound, look, and accent. I write from a Danish level. We would like to present the new single from Blue Eyed Soul, DK. The first single, Delicious, was released in 2016. It won a music award in Los Angeles. It was played on BBC Radio 6, Tokyo FM, and many other stations around the world, especially on college radio stations. And it was played in France, and it got massive airplay. Blue Eyed Soul DK was the artist of the week on the Indie Live Music Radio, and it was used in a TV series in Ukraine. Influences are funk, soul, pop, electronica, British music, rock, rap, and spoken word. And now we're going to play the song Life is a Symphony by Blue Eyed Soul DK.
Swinging, could be now, could be never. Indians, how it will grow. Our castles in the sand, we'll just watch them go. And my castle, you're a fire. Flames are burning, but I'm returning like a bird on a wire. Songs are ringing and people singing. It's the sound of the night now. It's now or never, so let's stick together, honey.
Soul DK, Life is a Symphony. And our next one is Firebug, Follower. Firebug's signature modern rock sound was an injection of New Orleans influence and has been seen captivating audiences and music venues and festivals across the globe. The band recently relocated to Joshua Tree, California, as they continue to grow their global following and are very excited to release their highly anticipated album on Spectrum Records. They plan on touring extensively during 2017. And now, the track, The Follower, by Firebug.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dougie Crockett, your host on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show Spotlight. And that last track was Follower by Firebug. And our next track is going to be Son of Robot by Dance Gavin Dance. Rise Records and BMG Australia and American Rock Quartet Dance Gavin Dance was excited to present the music video for Count Basie, the fourth track to be released from the highly anticipated forthcoming studio album titled Artificial Selection. Helmed by director and imitator Mount Emule, who has directed the band's Summertime Glasses music video, Count Basie is another intense musical and visual journey consistent with the tone of the band's new body of work. Post-hardcore mainstays Dance Gavin Dance are back with their eighth studio record, Artificial Selection, once again showing why they're one of the most consistent bands in the world. Dance Gavin Dance, Artificial Selection is quite astounding. It is energized, emotionally charged, intriguing, and beautifully produced. And now, Dance Gavin Dance, Son of Robot. And that was Dance, a Given Dance, Son of Robot. And our next track is going to be A Place, a Space, a Sympathy by Tired Eyes. Well, Tired Eyes are anything but tired. The four-piece from Brisbane, Queensland, are a brand new sound for your ears, heart, and mind. Today they are rolling out the second track from their forthcoming EP, In Denial. Force a Smile, called Out of Sight. Along with it comes a hard-hitting film clip that shows the band performing the track blindfolded. And still, the emotion and the power of the track shines through. Tired Eyes, DPEP, is Denial, Force a Smile. We'll be out in the world on Friday, June the 29th, with pre-orders live now. From this Friday, singles Outside, Out of Sight, and A Place, a Space, and a Sympathy is the grand track for the pre-order at iTunes, and will be available for streaming the same day at Spotify and Apple Music. And now, Tired Eyes, A Place, a Space, a Sympathy.
Eclipse my pain, erase my memory. In my dreams, I could be whatever I wanna be. Rid me of shame, and my guilt just the same. Run from the hand of consequence, and the fingers of blame. Space outside of time, feeling sublime, a place loose in rhythm, disjointed in rhyme, with no cities to endure, and no mountains to climb, just locked in my room. A space outside of time, how sublime.
Sleep and simply live.
And that was an artist called Tired Eyes. And the track was A Place, A Space, and a Sympathy. Now, my friends, it's time for the original artist and original songwriter segment of the Spotlight. And I'm here today, my friends, with songwriter, recording artist, band leader, and many other things in the music business, Mr. Bobby Flores. Bobby, you've done so many things in your musical career. You started early when you was young, and most of the growing up in your music business, and you have played for some of the greats. Now, folks, when I say great, I mean the kings of Western swing and country and Western music, born and bred and played in the great state of Texas. This music, you know, it was born and bred in Texas, and then it kind of drifted eastwards towards a bluegrass city called Nashville, and it's in the eastern United States. And these two different kinds of music, one was called a bluegrass, and the other was called a country and a western, and they were mixed together in that city, and that city turned around and just called it country music. You've heard the phrase, you can't play in Texas unless you got a fiddle in the band. Well, my friend Bobby Flores has been there and done it. And when it comes to country and western music out of the great state of Texas, Bobby has done it. Bobby is from San Antonio, Texas, born and raised there. Bobby, can you tell us how it all got started?
I guess I'll start from the beginning. I was raised in a musical family, and my mom and her sister had a duo called the Trevino Sisters here in San Antonio, and they were very popular. So I was, since I was a baby, I was hearing bands rehearse and hearing them sing. So I was raised around it. My dad came home every day from work, and we would all eat dinner together, and then he would get his six-string guitar out, and he would sing the old Jim Reeves songs, Farron Young, Ray Price, Marty Robbins. And that's where I first started hearing country music, was a dad at the house. When I was 6 years old, I got my first instrument. It was a little three-quarter six-string guitar. And I started playing right away because I was watching dad play. So it came kind of quick. My mom and I started singing together as a duo. And we sang around town, churches. We did a lot of nursing homes. We did banquets, city functions. And that's how I started, was in gospel with her when I was 7 years old. So when I was 9 years old, that's when I got my first job to open. And I was really fortunate to get to open shows for guys like Wynn Stewart, Conway Twitty, Marty Robbins. You know, when I was very, very young, when I was nine. And so I'd do my 30-minute set and then get to watch these greats perform. And I learned a lot from them. They were always really nice to me, very supportive. When I was 13, I started my own country group. And we played all around the state, traveled up and down. We did state fairs. We did some clubs. And I did that for about 5 or 6 years. When I was 14 years old, I got my first steel guitar and my first fiddle. And that's when I started playing those two instruments. When I was 18 years old, I got a call for my first job as a fiddle player to back a star and ride on a bus and travel around. And it was for the great Johnny Bush. And that was my very first fiddle gig. And it was a lot of fun. And I thank him to this day for the opportunity. And then I did several other bands. I was in some rock bands, and I had a different version of my country band. I worked with some other artists. Rewind.
Yes, excuse me, Bobby. You say that you used to play for the great Johnny Bush. I can remember when I was a teenager, I learned how to dance two-step and to the Whiskey River, the song that he wrote, and later on Willie Nelson made it even more famous than it already was. Yeah, Bobby, what year did you play for Johnny Bush?
1980 and 1981, yeah. And then later, I got my dream gig with the late, great Ray Price. And I played fiddle with him from about 1996 until about 2001 or so. And I worked with him you know, throughout the years. I was fortunate to get to play two of his last jobs. And in 2003, I started my Yellow Rose Band, which is my current band. We've got three fiddles in that band. It's a lot of fun, and we do all, you know, traditional dance hall country, and you know, some western swing, and we have a blast with that band. We play every weekend. We go out of state, we go overseas, and we have a cruise that we do every year in January, Royal Caribbean cruise, and we have a fantastic time. I spend a lot of time making records, producing records. I've got a recording studio that my dad partnered up with me in, and that's what I do during the week. You know, produce records, and I also teach. I've got a music school, the Bulverde Academy of Music, and we've been here since about 2006, and I've got a bunch of great folks on staff with me. The teachers, they're all performers. So it's a specialized school, and we teach songwriting, we teach stage techniques, we teach fiddle, guitar, piano, voice, and we teach all styles. We've had several of our students earn scholarships to Berkeley, Boston, Belmont, Nashville, Indiana, Washington State, Texas State, North Texas State. So it's a real great thing we're doing here. It's a great place to be. It's a very positive place. And we're you know, thrilled to be working with a lot of young artists who are doing some great things right now.
Okay, Bobby, why don't you tell us exactly where the school's located there close to San Antonio?
It's on the northern edge of San Antonio on Highway 281, and it's just south of Bulverde, Texas. I can actually see Bulverde from here, but they call it San Antonio. So it's about 7 miles north of Loop 1604, and you can see us. We're actually on Highway 281 on the east side.
And Bobby, where do I go if I need any more information?
For anyone who wants more info on all of the above, you can go to bobbyflores.com. And you can also send me an email there if you'd like, and we can stay in touch. I love to say hi and make new friends. So it's a real pleasure, you know, to be on your show. Thank you for supporting me and our music and singer-songwriters.
So, Bobby, after my show, you're going to be on BBS Radio being played every day. So what kind of music are you going to leave us with to be played with and listen to over the next year?
Yeah, I am a big Willie Nelson fan, and I think Willie's early writing is some of the best we've ever had. So I've cut quite a few of his songs. I've co-written quite a few songs as well, mainly for other artists. And some of the latest stuff that I've recorded, I went back and I got a bunch of the songs that I remembered growing up. Some of the songs are really special to me. A lot of Skeets McDonald songs, some of the old George Jones songs, some Donnie Young, and so I cut a lot of those songs, and they really mean a lot to me.
And Bobby, will there be any original music mixed in with it?
The originals that I have are mostly for other artists, so I've sort of been recording more of my favorite writers from the day, you know, for the most part. But I've got songs that I've written for some of the artists that I've produced with, and I've also written a lot of music that has been used in movies and scores.
Can you tell us any movies that your music was featured in, Bobby?
Well, they played. I wrote an original soundtrack for one called The Ballad of Ezequiel Hernandez, which is showing today. This month, rather, free on POV online. So I wrote that score, and they used one of my songs in this movie called The Three Burials, which was a Tommy Lee Jones movie, and then they played it about halfway through there. And I've done, gosh, I think I've written pretty close to a couple of hundred original TV and radio jingles that they play all over the world.
Well, Bobby, it sure was nice having you on the show. I sure enjoyed it. Somebody as great as you on my show. That's a real privilege. I really appreciate it, and thank you very much. And we've got two of your tracks here that we want to play. The first one is called Fast Company, and the next one is called Darkness on the Face of the Earth. And they're both country and western tunes, and I love them both. And they'll be playing on bbsradio.com on the streams and all the places that they play music on their website. And Bobby's webpage will also be posted on the website. And there'll be a lot of information that you'll want to find out about Bobby Flores. Thank you, Bobby.
I wish you knew what I go through when nighttime comes around. But you're too busy having fun on the brighter side of town. I heard about your stepping out and you want no part of me. You changed your face and I lost the race to Fast Company. You're with that Fast Company. When you know that you should be right here with me, these open arms wait patiently. I still believe someday you'll leave that Fast Company. Side of town, and when you're through and feeling blue, I'll still be easy found. The same two arms that held you tight can reach in desperately to hold the one who's had her fun with Fast Company. You're with that Fast Company.
Left me was just another day. How could I see the sorrow that had found me? And then you laughed and told me that I was in your way, and I turned and ran as heaven fell around me. I stumbled through the darkness, my footsteps were unsure. I'd lived within a world that had no sunshine. When you left me, darling, my world came to an end. And now there's darkness on the face of the earth. The stars fell out of heaven, the moon could not be found, the sun was in a million pieces scattered all around. Why did you ever leave me? You knew how it would hurt, and now there's darkness on the face of the earth. Stars fell out of heaven, the moon could not be found, the sun was in a million pieces scattered all Why did you ever leave me? You knew how it would hurt, and now there's darkness on the face of the earth. And now there's darkness on the face of the earth.
And that was Mr. Bobby Flores out of San Antonio, Texas, with two tracks called Fast Company and Darkness on the Face of the Earth. Country and Western hits, I guaranteed you. And Mr. Bobby Flores will be featured on BBSRadio.com. Will be played daily for at least a year and a half. And his web page is going to be posted, and all of his information is going to be right there on BBSRadio.com. Look for it, my friends. I promise you, you'll really enjoy it. And now, my friends, we're going to play two songs from Dougie Crockett Frazier's catalog. The first one is Halfway to Mexico. The second one is called Less Country, More Western. Both are sang by Mike Lusk out of Nashville, Tennessee, who plays in the Retta Lynn Band. Thank you, my friends.
I'm halfway to Mexico, where I'm going no one knows. There is no electricity or telephones. I'm halfway to Mexico. Seems to be more stressed today, never seems to go away. I've had my belly overflow. I'm halfway to Mexico. Gonna hang my stress to dry, gonna take a little drive. Where I'm going, no one knows. I'm halfway to Mexico. There is no internet, no cell phones to make you mad, just an old squeeze box to soothe the soul. I'm halfway to Mexico. Rio Brazos, I was headed for Abilene. Pretty girls all in jeans, neon lights dance across the front door. Two-stepping Bob Wills on an old dirt floor. It was less country and more western. You slam one down and two-step the next one. Filled with the fiddle bits,
the cowboy works the crap, and someone hollers, aha, out loud. The smooth of her lips, the curve of her hips, the blue in her eyes, the cowboy makes the ride. Neon lights dance across the front door. Two-stepping Bob Wills on an old dirt floor. Well, it was less country and more western.
Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along. Did I mention it was free? Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter.
Disclaimer: it is unlawful to download and distribute any copyrighted material. All songwriters on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show and all songs on the show are original. The writers who created and composed them own the copyrights. All rights reserved.